my other favorite story of the day in San Diego, California, one of the great towns in America, if not the world. They have lost their football team. The San Diego Chargers are moving to Los Angeles.
After 50-plus years.
Right. And now no moving company will move them.
They all got together.
Stone Pony is out there for us. Alex Stone, ABC News. And, they got to find somebody, right? Somebody will come in there.
Well, you think that they would, even if they have to go to, like, Vegas or San Francisco to find somebody. They have 25 moving companies in both San Diego and L.A. that are saying they are not going to move the Chargers. It doesn't seem like anybody in L.A. really is all that excited
about
the Chargers coming here. In fact, today at the unveiling, as the team came out and held this big celebration, QB Philip Rivers got up and he said, you know, I've heard the last few days nobody wants us up here, but he says, shoot, looking at the crowd here at this ceremony, he says, I think we're going to be all right. But he too had heard the rumors. But you've got LA moving companies, San Diego moving companies that have come together, and they have created a website to say that, and on it, it doesn't have much to it, except across the front of it, it says, Dear Chargers, we won't move you. And it's signed, Love Your Local San Diego Moving Companies. They're pretty much saying, find your own way. Players, find your own way to L.A.
I like how they said, but we'll be happy to move Spanos, the owner of the team, out of San Diego. He's
They want him out of San Diego. I mean, he is the hated guy right now. Outside of Chargers headquarters, they have been burning jerseys. They have been burning Chargers flags. People in San Diego are ticked off. They feel like, look, this is a team that they have supported for a number of decades.
For better and worse, and a lot of worse.
Yeah, and they are packing up and bailing now. Spanos, the owner, saying, this has been a 16-year fight for a new stadium. San Diego didn't come through. Voters decided against a billion-dollar tax measure to build a new stadium, and he says he had no option, but he had to head out of town, and L.A. is the opportunity that's there. It's going to have a new stadium, the one that's being built for the Rams. He'll share it with the Rams. He says that was the best-case scenario for the team.
Remind us, Alex, do they get to keep the name? Chargers goes with them, right? Because I know a lot of the people in San Diego were saying, hey, we should keep the name. This is the name that we've been loyal to, and we should have our own team. They're angry.
Yeah, no, they're losing. San Diego will lose the name because they're going to Inglewood, to L.A. That they will be the Los Angeles Chargers. They are, as of right now, the L.A. Chargers. The team members, amazingly, because it is so close, only 2 hours from L.A., some of the team members who spoke at the ceremony today said they haven't spent a lot of time in L.A. They're going to figure out where they want to live. You know, you'd think they were moving across the country, but it is, you know, that two-hour drive. There's a big difference in sports teams, in mentality, in political views between L.A. and San Diego, and we're really seeing it right now at this Chargers fight.
Hey, Alex, these moving companies are making quite the stand. Some estimates I saw, I mean, to move practice facilities and offices, these are six-figure deals they're passing up, correct? Have you heard of a number that these companies are passing up on?
No, except that it's a very big contract for whoever gets it. And then you think about all the players as well, that many of the players may stay in San Diego, or they have one home in San Diego and they live somewhere else, and they may just drive up whenever they need it. But for practice time, you would think that they would want to live a little bit closer. So a number of the players have said that they're interested in moving up to L.A., somewhere that's going to be closer to where they're going to be working out, likely along the beach somewhere, and then where the games are going to be held as well. So you've got not only the team moving, but all of the players, all of the coaches who are going to be going as well. It's a lot of money there. And these are some of the biggest moving companies in San Diego and L.A. who are saying, uh-uh, not going to do it. They're going to find somebody. Somebody's going to want that.
Right.
I mean, I got
two guys in a truck right here. They're going to show up. Hey, we'll move you, man.
Imagine the heat they're going to take, though. Yeah. When they do, all the fans will go crazy.
Yeah,
great.
And the fans have been camping out outside of headquarters. It's not like you can just pull in a moving truck and nobody's going to notice and you take off. Somebody's probably going to see it. Somebody's going to put it on Twitter, going to call their buddies, yeah. And then you're going to have a crowd out there. So it could be bad PR if it's a San Diego company. If it's an L.A. company, it seems like, even though some of the L.A. companies are part of this boycott, that nobody in L.A. really gives a rat's patootie. But,
let me ask you this.
It could be somebody out of, you know, Vegas, and nobody would care.
All right, so one of the things they were having this big press conference today, and wasn't the commissioner of the NFL there today for this?
Yep, Roger Goodell was there.
Yeah, because they want to talk about the new stadium that they're building, which is supposed to be state-of-the-art. Roger Goodell said it's going to change the way stadiums are built around the world forever when people see this. Mm-hmm. It's almost a Trumpian claim.
It was a Trump-like speech he gave. It is going to be the greatest in the world, better than anything anybody's ever seen. It's the greatest design. He went on and on today.
What's so great about it?
It's great.
Greater than Dallas's?
It is, actually.
Billion-dollar stadium?
If you've seen it, if you look it up, it is, and we can't describe it. I would be giving it improper treatment to just try to describe it, because when you look it up on the internet and you see what the plan for it is, it is super cool. Mm-hmm. Because there's an indoor-outdoor component.
Creating a downtown area. There's going to be a big promenade. There are going to be stores. There are going to be restaurants. There are going to be hotels. This is an area of L.A. in Inglewood that is an area that could use an infusion of cash and of cleaning up some areas where it's an area the LAPD knows well right now, right near LAX. And their idea here is that they're going to move in and they're going to create this mega facility. The design of the stadium alone, I mean, it looks pretty cool. It's got this kind of checkered open roof to it, and it's pointed on one side. I mean, it looks like a piece of art that they're building.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a lake right there, a lot of parking, which is something LA needs and has a problem with right now, where the Rams are playing at the Coliseum. And they say that this is going to create a new hub of sports in this region, of hotels and restaurants and everything else.
Because they did that with LA Live when they built the Staples Center. Right.
So yeah, that used to be a dump right around the Staples Center. Now it's a beautiful area. You got a JW Marriott, a Ritz Carlton. It's a pricey area now.
Yeah, and so they want to do the same thing. I think the stadium itself is a very cool idea. And what they want is a second team. Even though LA couldn't support one team,
right?
They now have two, and they almost had three at one point.
Isn't that weird?
So it's like, what does one do? Because it's a real estate play, and they want to create as much excitement, and they want to do what they do in order to make the stadium pay for itself in terms of you know, butts in the seats and the revenue generated therefrom. They want to make it like MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, where every weekend there is a football game there. It's not like you're just only getting, whatever, 10 games a year, like at Soldier Field, where you'd get, two preseason and then eight regular season. And well, let us not even perish the thought there would be a postseason game there. Let's not even talk about that.
Crazy talk.
Yeah, that is crazy talk. But they want something. They want something, to be there. And then there'll be concerts and there'll be other stuff. They're playing now.
They're going to be able to fill it, no problem. And if the Chargers hadn't taken them up on the deal, then it was going to go to the Raiders, and the Raiders would have had their option. Now they're likely looking at Las Vegas, it looks like now. But there was a push by the city of Inglewood. It's not actually in L.A., but the city of Inglewood, to make sure that there was a second team there, whether it was going to be the Chargers or the Raiders. The Chargers had the first option, and after the Rams. And they were the ones to say, yay, we're going to do it, despite the anger of the moving companies and the fans down in San Diego.
So the taxpayers end up paying for it there? I mean, how is that going to work? Because that was the issue in San Diego, wasn't it? The reason they had to move?
Yeah, it was. A lot of this is going to be private money and bonds that they have, bonds separately, but private money as well that they are putting into it. This not being the city of Los Angeles, the city of L.A. couldn't get a deal done. There was a push for a while for Farmers Field, which was going to be right down by Staples Center and by the L.A. Convention Center, where they were going to find the room. Nobody really ever figured out, because there's barely any room down there right now. But that one was going to be too costly, was going to cost L.A. taxpayers too much. This is a mix of all kinds of stuff, and also of the Rams owner, Stan Kroenke. This is really his vision. This is something that he has put together. A lot of the financing is coming from him, or money that he has raised from business associates, and this is going to be his kingdom. AEG is but with Kroenke, he's got a major entertainment company as well, and he says that he is able to put this together, and ground is being broken right now. In fact, just a couple of days ago, the FAA had to give approval for this stadium because there were concerns about it being too high, that close to LAX and the landing pattern, and that it could mess up radar, that air traffic controllers would see the stadium and not see airplanes. The FAA giving approval, but as a part of the deal, now Kroenke and other developers have to pay for a $20 million radar system that will be a supplemental system that will back up the FAA to look over the stadium.
Yikes. Wow. How about that?
That is pretty interesting.
Yeah, some have been calling it a little bit of a shakedown, saying, well, the FAA wanted this. The FAA says no, that they had these concerns that you're going to have this fairly tall venue there and hotels and everything else, and they might not be able to see over it, and they came up with that. Now what they're studying, though, is cranes to build the stadium before they can get that new $20 million system in, will the cranes mess up the radar signals as well? They say they don't know that yet. The FAA is looking into that.
They had a very weird incident, and we're going to – Alex and I are going to geek out here. We're going to do our aviation
Let's geek out here.
They're very weird.
Bring it. I love it.
Very weird incident about 20 years ago there where a guy fell out of a wheel well of an approaching aircraft that had, I think it had taken off from somewhere in Central America and was landing at LAX. And a guy had snuck on board and was, well, he didn't quite make it. And so when the landing gear opened up, the front landing gear opened up, he came falling down into Englewood. Because that's
it's on
the approach pad. It's where Hollywood Park used to be. For people who've ever flown into L.A. and they would look out the window on the approach, there was a racetrack. There was a horse racetrack there.
Pretty much right where they put the wheels down, which works in this case.
Yeah, it's about a mile out, about 2 miles out, whatever it is, mile and a half out from the threshold of the runway. And so it's like, so they open up the thing, and then you know, guy comes out. So that's so you're just kind of hoping that you'd hate to have that in the middle of a Chargers game. But what is it going to be loud there as a result of that?
Yeah. You know, the other venues that are in the area that have been there and in the past hosted big events and are no longer used quite a bit. I mean, it sounds like you are at the airport as the planes are flying over. Now, this will be a little bit offset from the runway, so it may not be as bad. But imagine at O'Hare, if you had a stadium that was right there on final approach.
Well, that's
going to be loud, most likely.
You know,
I mean, it's plane after plane after plane landing, lining up for two different sets of runways. So, and then some of them coming in are big planes. It's loud. It's one after another. But
in New York,
game, they say, hey, it'll be offset enough. You really won't pay attention to it.
You have this problem with the Mets games and the tennis center in New York, where the planes are flying overhead like that as they're approaching LaGuardia. So.
Yep, and at Levi's Stadium in San Francisco, as we were doing the Super Bowl up there, they continued to take off from the San Jose airport. And, I mean, they literally take off right over the airport. So they're full throttle going over, and it's loud. So, you know, this won't be unique in that way.
All right. Alex Stone, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Alex.
If you know of a moving company, please let the Chargers know, because they could use it.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yes, these are other people's problems, but
it's West Coast problems.
But we like to talk about OPP if we get a chance.
Sure.